As you sit quietly, let whatever words or thoughts came through you because of all that talking, and also whatever came to you during your day of practice, become integrated in you. Let it be a reflective time. a few suggestions for your contemplation now and in your life. Let's remember to remember our blessings. Any, some way we're blessed. Let's remember that we're woven into the unfolding lives of all kinds of other people, helping hold them while they hold us. Belonging in these webs, circles. Let's remember that inside that beating heart of everyone in every web and circle, however small, is tenderness and vulnerability and the wish for well-being, the wish for ease. The wish for love. Let's remember that these human lives are uncertain, and there's no way we can ever know how things will unfold. We can hope and dream, but we can never know what we can know is that there will be pleasure and beauty and goodness, and there will be pain and loss and grief and all kinds of gray, boring areas in between. Complexity and simplicity. This is our lot. We can't know. So let's remember not to try and know, not to try and imagine what will lie ahead. Other than basic needs to plan certain things practically. And let's instead embrace now and give the fullest of our care and kind attention to what's right in front of us. This moment, this connection. Let's quietly look and see deeply, calmly, steadily into this moment, this one. What we can know is that care has absolutely no membrane, no limit, no boundaries, other than false ones we might impose upon it. Our love is limitless, boundless, not bound by physical distance or time. Any kind of exclusivity. When we love another, whatever they may be facing, whatever degree of uncertainty or challenge, our love is certain and boundless. Let's know that in this virtual room of 90 or so people, there's the whole range of human experience right here. From happiness, joy, new love, all kinds of gifts. Many, many blessings, much good fortune of all kinds. There's also 90 plus hearts beating with hope, sometimes beating with sadness, sometimes wounded at times, afraid and timid, depressed and worried, hurt and angry sometimes, maybe now, today. We know there has been in it every life, all of us, 90 of us, joys and sorrows, and that they will continue. This is what it is to be human. There are those at the ends of their lives or close to the ends of their lives. And I know there's at least one very new one yet to be born. All these changing conditions and changing emotions we share. We take turns experiencing them as they come and they go. We can free ourselves from the incessant I, me, mine, and live more from a place of us and we, and sometimes thou. We can remember that everything we do and think and say has great impact, both for ourselves and for each other. We are contributors in the unfolding energy of our world. Let's all make our contribution towards harmony and beauty. Let's take care of our planet, its limited resources. And let's be conscious as we can be. Let's wake up and not avoid and not blame. Let's embrace this incredible, vulnerable life fully. And before we open our eyes and look into the screens with each other, let's tune into the sense of connectedness between us all here today, knowing that there's a whole lot of you there, far away and yet strangely here too. And let's extend that sense of just gratitude and appreciation that there were a bunch of us able to do this and that helped us stay here and stay inside. That feeling of support, without which practice is much, much harder. And let's also extend towards each other, and before we open our eyes, well wishes. So wish that all of us have benefited from our time together, and that as we benefit, that we can share that benefit. In fact, we can't not share the benefit, because all the time we're emanating whatever's going on inside ourselves. And that's our contribution. But let's wish ourselves peacefulness and contentment and ease when we need it, and lightness when we find it's getting heavy. And let's above all wish ourselves to remember that we're deeply connected. In our world, our various circles in our world.